And I'm going to do this topic in a very brief way, much briefer than it should really be handled, just because you can't do mitzvahs peruvah without discussing this topic, but I don't really want to spend the next month on it. So we're going to do it a little bit and be yotzei that way. And that is the issue of asei docha lo sasei, where it's my asei versus your lo sasei. We're going to get to see the Minchas Chinuch inside for this, because it's something you have to see in the Minchas Chinuch in order for this to make any sense. It begins with the Gemara Bava Basra. Take a look, please, at source Hay. Source Hay is, I'm sorry, so it's source Dalet. First, we need to see the Gemara before we see the Tosfos. That's always a good order. The Gemara talks about the case of the hapless Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin, right? He was owned by two people, one of them freed him, the other one did not, and now he's half Eved and half free. So our problem is, who can he marry? Right? He's stuck. He may not marry a Shivcha, because half of him is free. He may not marry a Bas Chorin, because half of him is an Eved. So the Gemara says, Misha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin, Ovid is Rabba Yom Echa, Bez Atzma Yom Echa, Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, oh, what's the problem if he's a half and half? So Sundays are his, and Mondays are not, and Tuesdays, da, da, da. Beis Shammai says, what are you thinking? Beis Shammai Omer, Tikatem es Rabo. Good, so you satisfied his owner. His owner makes sure he gets his money's worth. As Asma lo Tikatem, but you haven't taken care of himself. Lisa Shivcha in a Yachol. He can't marry a Shivcha. Lisa Baschorin in a Yachol, and he also can't marry a free woman. Yibatel. Should he just do nothing? V'lola Nivra Ha'olam Elo Lepiri V'Rivya. Hashem wants the world to be filled. Shnemar Lo So Bro Lo Shabbos Yitzara. Hashem created the world to be settled. They bring the Pasuk of Lo Shabbos Yitzara because it's an Eved as opposed to Puruvu for a Jew. Ela Kofinis Rabo V'Osin Oso Ben Chorin V'Kosvin Shtara Chazi Damav. Rather, we force his master, we free him, and we write a document for half of his money saying an IOU to the master. And Beis Hillel thought that was such a wonderful idea that they said, you're right. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So Tosfos asks, why can't he marry a Bas Chorin? What's wrong with him marrying a Bas Chorin? Why don't I say, asei tochalos asei? The Eved has a mitzvah asei, right? Of approval, at least the half of him that's free certainly has. She has a los asei, that she's not supposed to marry an Eved. Right? So let his mitzvah sasei override her lo sasei. That's Tosfos' question. Source number 5. Hey. Kofin is Rabbo. Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, you might ask, am I Kofin? Why do we force him? Lesi asei, meaning why do we force the master to free him? Lesi asei de pruvu, let his mitzvah sasei of having kids come along, V'yidcha lo sasei de lo yekadesh, and let it override the prohibition against being a Kadesh, Loya Kadesh, Bibnei Yisrael, her prohibition against marrying him. So he gives you three answers. V'omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Re's position is, Chad, first of all, in the Demeachar Lav Lomakayim Asei, Dimisha'as Ha'ara Ka'akar Lalav, V'asei Debruvu Lomakayim Adgmar Biyah. He says, first of all, because you don't have the fulfillment of the Asei at the same moment as the violation of the Los Asei. The Los Asei is violated already at the time when they can begin the act. Whereas the Asei of Puruvu is only fulfilled at the end of the act, if then. Because remember, we've talked about that, and you need the kid, and well, it's not so clear. Then second answer. Dehi Asuruli Nasei Lo. Delegabe Dida, Leka Asei. Because they're two different people. She doesn't have a mitzvah Asei of Puruvu. Right? We've discussed that already. It's his mitzvah. So, you can't tell her, well, that's okay, the assay overrides your los assay. She's going to say, whose assay? It's not mine. Ve'od, and further, afilu mifkida, even if you were to say she was instructed in Puruvu, de'afshola ba'acher, she could always marry somebody else. Right? She doesn't, you know, even if she has a mitzvah Puruvu, she could fulfill it with somebody else. Ve'od, and further, came de'afshola ka'im shneim ha'idek fi'alo dachi. Further, this last answer is much like the third answer. Since you can simply free him, and that'll avoid the whole problem, there's no reason to say "asei docha lo sasei." Right? We only say "asei docha lo sasei" when you're stuck. We're not stuck. Free him, and then you can fulfill the whole mitzvah and be done with it, right? Everyone see what Tosfos has done? That's Tosfos's approach here. He offers us a bunch of answers, but his second answer was she doesn't have the mitzvah of Puruvu. Right? It's not her mitzvah. I would have thought that even still, she would be required to help him fulfill Vyasa. This is an important point.
Again, that's mean. It's like, I mean, what's this with Hamina to expand this concept of Asaya Halotase? I mean, is that common? That, I mean, to me, it's a very unconventional approach or a very unconventional kind of interpretation of Asaya Halotase. I'm never, maybe in my narrow sort of exposure, but I've always thought that it's one. You know, right. It's one person. I have an essay and a lotus, and my essay is dochamai loisase. But I'm not. I mean, is this common that it's been used in this broader?
Well, that's exactly the question.
To me, it's a totally unconventional way of learning essay lotus. You know, lotus.
Also, how does it tie in with it? You don't normally partake it as she's kafaberecha, right? Like, so here, I mean, she should be choteh in order for him to be able to do it.
So we'll come back to the choteh question in a second, but first let's address the question of where this thinking comes from in the first place. Why would I say that with an individual, one person, his essay overrides his low essay? What's the logic?
Either an essay is associated with ahava, and low essay is yira, and ahava is higher than yira.
Okay, so that's on a
philosophical
level.
Just not as simple. It's two contradictory directives, so you have to decide which way to go.
Right. You know, so that's
so there has to be a priority at some point, right? So why not say that then? Say no. Like,
so I
don't know, but
you don't know why, but you think one has to take priority.
Here is that they can't coexist.
So I thought that the set of priorities actually comes from the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos. Right, where they talk about tzitzis and shatnez and bidorish smuchin and los of shatnez gidilim tasa lacha. From the regular Torah, put shatnez and tzitzis side by side. I understand that you're supposed to fulfill tzitzis even if it means wearing shatnez. Right, the wool strings, the linen garment. In other words, it's just a pasuk. But somewhere between the gzeras hakasuv and the philosophical ava v'yira is the simple argument of it's more important to fulfill this mitzvah sasei than it is to worry about this low sasei. This is an overriding imperative. You have a conflict between two instructions that have been given to you. One instruction was do this, another one was don't do that, and you can't satisfy both. This one has priority. Right? That's the fundamental legal analysis. I've been given two directives. I need to know what to do. This is what I do. Use the driving analogy. Right. I reach a four-way stop sign, and I'm to the right of the person who reaches it. I come from this direction, he comes from that direction. We reach it at the same time. The rule is I go first because I'm to the right. Right? At least assuming they teach it the same way here that they do in the States. Frankly, having watched the drivers here, I'm not so sure. But that's the basic principle. However, we have another principle, which is that if someone is in the crosswalk, you don't go. Right? I hope. So, even in New York, they taught me that. They didn't say follow it, but they taught me that. So, what happens is, I get there at the same time. On the one hand, I'm supposed to go. On the other hand, I'm not supposed to go because there are people here in the crosswalk. So I have to choose, which rule do I follow? And the rule I follow is that I don't go with people in the crosswalk. Right? In this case, I go with the low sase over the essay. And the other person is going to go, and that's the way it is. You have to prioritize. You don't have a choice. So it happens a million times a day within halacha. You have things that you need to do, and you have imperatives. You have to choose between the different imperatives. So the thing is, and this is where the not necessarily logical extension comes into play. Why do I assume that it's all about one individual? Why don't I look at mitzvos in the broader sense? We are part of Klal Yisrael. We have a certain principle of arevus, joint responsibility, right? So your asay may be the same to me as my own. There is a mitzvah asay out there that's waiting to be fulfilled. And maybe that should override my los asay. That's what we're suggesting, until Tosfos crushes it, because Tosfos does crush it. He says, yeah, we don't do that. But that is the logical argument, not really in terms of Arevus, because there's a whole discussion about whether Arevus would apply to her. But that's the idea. So you'll ask, well, what about Chateh B'Shvil Shetizkeh? right? The Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos. Someone put in dough into the oven on Erev Shabbos by mistake. I come along on Shabbos and I see it there in the oven. And so the question is, do I violate the Derabbanan by taking it out of the oven in order to prevent that person violating the Deoraisa when it bakes? And the answer there is, we don't tell you to sin for the sake of somebody else. However, Tosfos in Shabbos notes that's because the other person has actually sinned. He's actually done something wrong. Here, the Eved hasn't done anything wrong. It's not his fault that he's in this dilemma. So therefore, maybe she should indeed perform what looks like an Avera, violating a Los Asay, in order to help him with the Asay.
In the case in Shabbos, what Avera is
happening? It's Rederabana taking dough out of an oven. Ridias HaPas.
Right.
So that I would be violating a Derabanan in order to keep the dough inserted.
To prevent the other one.
Right. Tosis points out there, and this is why Tosis brings up the idea, that there are cases where we tell you to sin in order to help somebody else. Remember the story with I forget which the Tanam it was, who freed his Evids that they would have a minion. No, it's not Tavi. It's a different
Evid.
It's not a wrong wheel of Tavi. Yes, and Tosfos gives you a few answers. One answer is it's mitzvah derabim, mitzvah gedola. But another one is that again, he hadn't done anything wrong. This person we were trying to help out. All those people who need to daven with a minion haven't done anything wrong to put themselves in this position. So I am just going to help them out by violating my Isser in order to help them. As opposed to the oven case, he shouldn't have put dough in the oven.
But there he's also helping himself. Doesn't he just point that out there? That when he freed a slave, he needed a minion too. So wasn't
does Tosfos say that?
But I don't remember if pleasure.
I don't remember.
Or even if he doesn't say that, he is helping himself too. He's not here doing a very to help others. So it's a little different than when you're doing a very just to help someone else.
Right. No, that's so. But Tosfos doesn't bring it.
I don't
know. Limited to that. Yeah. No, but he doesn't bring it limited to that case. That just happens to be an example of it. Uh-huh. There are other cases indeed where you do perform an assay. I mean, so you violate a low sase in order to help somebody else fulfill a mitzvah sase. And so that would have been the idea. Tosis rejects it in this case of Chetziyo v'Chetziyo ben Chorin. But the idea would be, your ase is my ase, even if I don't have a personal obligation. Now,
and it's not through a mechanism of Argos or me
correct.
Being responsible. It's just the existence of an ase and an existence of love.
You got to
say which could come head to head.
Yep.
Using that Gemara in Shabbos as a model, if you can't be over to a Bonin to help someone not violate a Deraisa, then certainly you can't be over a Deraisa to help someone, I don't know, fulfill it.
Right, but again, that case was a Poshea case. Yeah. That person shouldn't have put dough in the oven on Friday afternoon. Here, the Eved's done nothing wrong. Even if you'll say, well, maybe he became an Eved because he was
Ghana. The guy put the dough in the oven. He didn't do anything wrong.
But he did.
Until the baking took place, there's no Aveva taking place.
If you put dough in the oven on Friday afternoon and it bakes on Shabbos, you committed an Aveva.
Yeah, but before that moment has arrived where we say it's baked,
but
nothing
not
wrong
for this
has
person
happened.
Intervening. If not for this I'm person coming along
happen,
and intervening,
but before that moment, that there's no Aveira.
You reach. That's like saying that if I throw a rock at somebody and a shield falls out of the heavens and blocks it, so I've done nothing wrong. Of course, I've done something wrong. I'm just not liable. Mm-hmm. I got saved. That's what's happening here. This fellow baked on Shabbos. I mean, he put it in before Shabbos, but he baked on Shabbos. He's chayev. That's ofeh. Even though you did your act before Shabbos. It's not like lighting candles. Maybe it is a case we actually put it on Shabbos itself. That's even the adult thing.
Right.
It's where I put it on Shabbos. Mm. The Gemara Ksuvos, though, seems to actually present a different view, suggesting that it in fact does override. That your assay will override somebody else's los assay. It's in the case of an ones case, a rape case. See, in Vav here. Ha'ones shose ba'atzitza. He has to drink out of his own pot. That's the phrase regarding the rapist. Meaning, he's not able to divorce his wife. Va'mefate imratzalaotzi ha'motzi. But on the other hand, if somebody seduced a woman and ended up marrying her, then he can also divorce her. Ketzad shose ba'atzitza. What does that mean, that he has to drink from his own pot? What does that mean? Afilu hichigeres, afilu hisuma, vafilu himukas shchin. It doesn't matter what her physical condition is. Lame, blind, horrible skin disease doesn't make a difference. He doesn't have an option of divorce. If she doesn't want to marry him, that's a different story. But that's the rule. If she wants to marry him, he's stuck. Nimtza ba devar erva. If something turns out to be wrong in terms of an arayo, so she'ena ro'uya lavo b'yisrael, or she's from a category that can't marry in a rasha l'kaima, so he can't stay married. Darsh Nemar, as the pasuk says, v'lo ziya li'ishash, she shall be to him for a wife, isha ha'ro'uya lo, it has to be somebody he could marry, halachically. The Gemara then goes into other things and comes back on daf mem, in Sur Zayin. Keitza chose batitza v'cholu. Amar Kahana. Risla shmeisa kamedu of Zvid min Erda. He says, I taught this in front of Rav Zvid of Erda. Nesi asei v'nit chalos asei. Asei should override los asei. That's what Rav Kahana says. He says, that's what I questioned. Why don't I say that his asei of lo sehiel isha lo lamidvav, that he should remain married to her, should override the lo saseh of whatever the prohibited relate. Let's say she's a mamzeres or something. It should be overridden. So Omar Li, to which he replied, Hey Chamrin and Nasi Aseh Benit Chalo Saseh. When do we say Aseh overrides lo saseh? Kigon Mila Bitzaras. Like a case of Bris Mila for Tzaras, right? Remember, there's a mark of Tzaras on the spot that has to be cut off. The rule is, Hishamar Benega Tzaras. You're not allowed to cut off a mark of Tzaras. Nonetheless, it's for a Bris Mila, so you do. So there, Lo Esher L'Kayume Asay. There, you don't have a choice. You can't fulfill the Asay without violating the Los Asay. There's no way for you to do the Bris Mila without cutting off the Tzaras mark. Abahacha, but here, if she were to say, I'm not interested in him, then there would be no mitzvah saseh. So the Gemara's answer for why the rapist doesn't marry her, where there's some kind of mamzeris or whatever, is not, well, it's his aseh and her los aseh, right? The Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara instead says because she could nullify his asay by simply saying, I don't want to marry him. So, it's
different.
Yeah.
His asay is to marry her.
Yes.
Not to marry stuff.
Right. Hang in there. No, it's good. It's a good point. Just hang in there. Let's just first explain this point first. The Gemara seems to indicate that otherwise, if not for the fact that she can say, I don't want to marry him, and thereby get rid of the assay, I would have said assay of one party overrides los assay of other party. His assay of marrying her overrides her los assay of marrying in a prohibited relationship. Is that true? So that's what it sounds like. So Tosfos, though, takes this differently. If you see Ches, Tosfos understands the Gemara differently. Yomar lo ba'ina mi'isei la'asei klal. Hiksha harav Rabbeinu Ezra. Rabbeinu Ezra asked, am I yitzrach kra? Why do I need a pasuk? Beperakama di'yavamos de'ena asei de'kibu de'doche Shabbos. Ha'leka asei di'yomar lo ba'ina le'kibu de'mi'isei la'asei klal. We're in the case in which a parent says to you, break Shabbos for me. Right? So there you need a pasuk to say that the assay of Kibbut Avayim does not override Shabbos. He says, what for? If a parent were to say, I don't want you to do this for me, then there would be no assay. So the Yeshlomer, you could say, Da'asa mikomako miyan kishetziva av havi assay lasos mitzvaso. He says, maybe because over there, there's no such thing as refusing, declining. Once the father has made the instruction, now you have a mitzvah assay. However, he says, "V'lo nira, da'acha gabe dida leka asay, da'ha ibaya amra lo ba'ina le, hilchach ein la lav or belav mishum asay diday." Tosfos rewrites our Gemara. Tosfos says what our Gemara is really saying is there is no asay in our case because if she wanted to, she could get rid of it by saying, I don't want to marry him. Therefore, she shouldn't violate her los asay because of his asay. In other words, Tosfos rewrites our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like it accepts the idea that his asay will override her los asay. Because he gives this other answer. Tosfos says, no, it's really the same answer. because she can nullify the assay, that shows it's somebody else's assay and it doesn't override her los assay. That's the way the Tosfos rewrites.
The dynamic there.
Yeah, Tosfos rewrites the answer. But this brings the idea. The Minchas Chinuch now makes the point that Zev made, though. The two cases here are not really parallel. Why? Because in the former case, the first case that we dealt with, the case of the Eved, of the Eved, his mitzvah assay remains. Right? The Chatzio of Chatzio ben Chorin, his mitzvah assay remains if she doesn't marry him. Right? If she doesn't marry him, he still has an assay. In this case over here, by the Ones, the assay is gone. So it made more sense in the former case to suggest that we should argue assay overrides los assay. That's the idea. But then the Menachas Chinuch brings in one more idea. If you see, if you have the Menachas Chinuch there, it's Os Tesvav. Os Tesvav, and I want to start with. He brings in the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Umatzasi. It's the paragraph at the bottom of the page, in the right-hand column.
Yeah.
Okay. He says, Umatzasi b'tav b'kutras Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. I found in this journal of the called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Maharami ben Chaviv, Yom HaPevav Amid Beis, Gabe Yidola, Tshuva Shadoch HaLosasei, the whole discussion there in the Gemara, that Tshuva overrides HaLosasei, so to speak. Shemevi Svarzu b'shem Achronim, Lechol Hecha D'shnayim Uzharen. He brings this logical argument that where two people have a los assay, but only one of them has the assay, lo dachi, the assay will not override the los assay. Okay, and he brings this discussion from the Gemara in Ksuvos, and then jumping to the period about three lines below that, Ode Tama Aleihem, the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim also challenged Mechai Ve'Lavin from the case of Chai Ve'Lavin. He says, look, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Chaf says that biblically, if a man and a woman are up for Yibum, and there's a los assay against their marriage, let's say she's a divorcee and he's a Kohen, biblically they would in fact marry. They would in fact do Yibum. It's like rabbinic that we don't do it. That's what the Gemara there says. So he says, from the fact that Yevamos sounds like Yibum could take place, that makes it sound like the assay, his assay, overrides her los assay, even though she doesn't have the assay. Habidida leka assay, but she doesn't have an assay. Demitzvah assay the Yibum who rakets el hayavam. He says Yibum is only a mitzvah for the guy. She doesn't have a mitzvah.
And the
Loza says for her as well. It's a Chai V'Lav. That's the way he takes it. Yeah. That's a remarkable, remarkable statement. So based on that, the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, first of all, did not accept Tosfos' read of our Gemara in Ksuvos, the one that we read about the Ones case. And second, he says from here, it looks like, in fact, one person's assay will override somebody else's Loza assay. However, the Menachas Chinuch says it's not true. He quotes you a Tosfos in Baba Basra that seems to indicate it's not true. And our Tosfos in Ksuvos that we saw. And he says, as far as Yibum, it's not, you're not necessarily correct. He says, the Vani Tama, it is six lines up from the bottom. He says, I am surprised. Didimrei Achronim Hanal Mefurish B'Tosfos Kan Be'eved De'ena Sei Depruvu Docha Lo Yekadeish Debedi Dalaka Asei. He quotes the Tosfos that we saw, right? The Tosfos in Baba Basra. That said explicitly that the assay of Puravu does not override her prohibition of Liyeh Kodesh. That was our second answer out of four. Umash Yibshah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim Meyubim Dechai Ve'Lavin, and as far as his challenge from Yibum, where there's a los assay, Hine Be'emes Mevor B'Sefer Pnei Yoshua B'Sogya D'Ksuvas Hanal D'Mitzvas Assay D'Yibum Chol Olei Gamke. And in fact, if you look at the Pnei Yoshua, he will tell you she has a mitzvah of Yibum too. Achein, however, Hama'ayin b'Rambam, Reish Perek Aleph Miyibum. If you were to read the Rambam in the beginning of the first Perek in Hilchos Yibum Machalitza, Shekasav Mitzvas Asei Sheyabim Adam B'Cholu. He writes there is a mitzvah for a man to do Yibum. Umitzvas Asei Ben Atara Lachlotz. There's a mitzvah Asei as well biblically to do Chalitza. Nirudam Mitzvah Rak Olav. It really does sound like it's only his mitzvah. V'arav ha-mechaber l'kamon, the same Rechinuch himself, mitzvah tevkutzai ches, tevkutzai tes, mona mitzvah yivu mechalitzu, mesayi v'noig b'zacharim. V'chalei gamkein, haval ha-desayi v'noig b'zacharim u'nekevos, kedarko. He says, it sounds like, from the same Rechinuch's language, it really is only a male mitzvah, not a male and female mitzvah. So nira kederi ha-marami b'chaviv. So does that mean that he's right, that Tosef HaJem HaKippurim is correct? That in fact the mitzvah should only be for him and not for her, and yet biblically we were going to say that Chayvei Laban should marry. However, he says not so fast. It appears to me, in my humble opinion, regarding this challenge of his, that we could resolve it. I brought it here on the sheet in source test. The iskish isha leish, v'chol makom shahu muzhar ha'isha gamkein muzharis. He says the whole prohibition, all these chayve lavin, is he is off limits. He has a prohibition. Don't marry her. And because he has a prohibition of don't marry her, therefore she is not allowed to marry him. That's the idea. I brought it here in text. If you take a look on the page, Amar Yudam Arav, Lo Huzaru Ksheros Lihinase Lepsulin. There is no prohibition against the Ksheros marrying the Psulin. It's the apostle is not allowed to marry the Kshera. Leva Messiah Lei, and in fact we can support this. We learn Chalal Shanasa Kshera. That's full stop. We learn a case of a chalal male marrying kshera woman. Maila kohenes harauyolo. Aren't we talking about a kohenes? Umay kshera kshera lekahuna. And what do we mean? That she had been kosher to marry a kohen? Lo Israelis. Umay kshera kshera lekal. I'm going to jump down past that because that wasn't our point. I'm going to Masiv Ravin Bar Nachman, the end of the third line. Ravin Bar Nachman asked. We learned the Torah says multiple times lo yikachu lo yikachu. That teaches that a woman is also instructed not to do it. So Amar Rava Kolecha Dehu Muzhar Hi Muzharis. Rava says wherever he is instructed, she is also instructed. V'Kolecha Dehu Lo Muzhar. But if he is not prohibited, he Lo Mizdara. She is not prohibited either. To which the Gemara asks, well, I already knew that rule about all things being for both parties from the rule that men and women in general are the same for all penalties. To which I would have thought, well, maybe that's only a lava shava bakol. A prohibition that applies to all males will apply to all females. But when you have like a Kohen situation, something that's very specific, it won't carry back and forth. So the point is, out of this Gemara, her prohibition is linked to his. So therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, yeah, v'chol makom. It's the third of the medium lines. V'chol makom shehu muzhar ha'isha gamkin muzharis. Wherever he is instructed, wherever he has the lo sase, she also does. U'beyibum, but in the yibum situation, kevin da'ish eino muzhar. Since the man is not instructed, da'asi asay v'dachi lo sase, and therefore the asay. I'm sorry, not therefore, because the aseh overrides the lo saseh for him, he gamkin in with her, she's also not prohibited. V'chi echid aseh lesa legabe dida, lesa gamkin lo saseh. And just as she doesn't have the aseh, she also doesn't have a lo saseh. The two go hand in hand. That's the idea. So the Minchas Chinuch answers the Tosef HaYom HaKippurim. Again, the Tosef HaYom HaKippurim said, if you're going to tell me that my aseh does not override your lo saseh, then why is it that by yibum chayvei lavin we're allowed to marry biblically? Only rabbinically do we say they don't. So his answer is because in that case she doesn't have a lo saseh. Either you could answer she does have an aseh. That was our first point. Maybe she does have a mitzvah of yibum, or you could say she doesn't have a lo saseh since her lo saseh is only deduced from his. His is overridden by his mitzvah saseh of yibum. Therefore, she doesn't have a lo saseh either. that's his other solution. There's much more we could do on this topic, but I really wanted to move on to mitzvah phase. So God willing, next week we'll be back at 8:30, and we'll...